It's Friday, May 6th, 2011, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Today, it's all about balance. It's all about juxtaposition. It's all about the yin and the yang of Mother's Day.
Oh, which is Sunday.
Which is Sunday, note to all of you.
I already got the gift.
Good job. But if you haven't gotten a gift for Mom, we've got completely off the wall.
Okay.
And we've got less off the wall.
Let's start. Where should we start? Completely
off
the wall?
We should start with completely off the wall.
What can we get Mom that's completely off the wall?
You can get in the car and take Mom to Fort Smith tonight, to the Fort Smith Convention Center, where you can see live in the ring. The stars of TNA Wrestling.
Excellent.
So this is the old-fashioned grappling.
This is the, well, it's the modern day professional grappling.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's folks that you know and love, including Jeff Jarrett, one of the founders of TNA.
Excellent.
Mom's going to like this?
Well, if she's a mom like me, she's going to.
Okay, there you go.
Like Antoinette, who's over here going, yes.
So this is at the Fort Smith Convention Center.
The show actually starts at 6:30, so get there early.
All right. How much is it again?
$20.
All right.
Now, you can call 800, by the way, 800-965-9324 to find out more. Now, if Mom, is not a wrestling fan, although how many of us have grandmothers who were?
Mine. If,
yeah, and mine.
My dad's mother, actually.
See?
Back in the days of Danny Hodge.
And when they yelled at the TV and were convinced it was all real. So,
yes.
But if Mom is not a wrestling fan, this is Crafts Fair weekend in Northwest Arkansas.
Okay. And now we know that
War Eagle
and Sharp Show
rained out.
Right, unfortunately.
But there's still four going on. I got to do the most fun interview with a crafter from Tulsa, whose name is Lori Allison, who started her craft because her daughter was born with a genetic problem. Her brain tells her arms and legs not to move. And so she's in a wheelchair, but everything else is fine. When she started kindergarten, preschool, she needed a bag to go on her wheelchair that she could get things out of easily. Mom found oilcloth, a whole line of oilcloth. Crafts and Accessories was born. And she's going to be at the Ozark Regional Arts and Crafts Festival at the Hammond Center in Rogers. There's also the Ozark Regional Arts and Crafts Festival at the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale. There's Spanker Creek Farm, which is in Bella Vista. And notice that many of these are indoors. And Frisco Station Mall in Rogers. So the hours are for the two Ozark Regional Arts and Crafts shows, 9 to 7 today and tomorrow. Spanker Creek is 8 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. And Frisco Station Mall is 10 to 9 today, tomorrow, and noon to 6 on Sunday. So if you need a crafts fix, we got you covered.
Okay.
Now, if neither of those appeals to you, we have some other suggestions. This is First Friday in Bentonville.
Eden's Edge, Trout Fishing in America, Farmer's
Shannon
Market,
Wurst.
Shannon Wurst, right.
So all that fun is free.
On the square in Bentonville.
Africa and the Ozarks is this weekend at Basin Spring Park in Eureka Springs. All day Saturday, African drumming, dancing, it's free. It's birding weekend at Devil's Den State Park. And Joe Neal promises us he's going to be leading bird watching hikes. He may be doing it in flippers.
Yeah.
But he promises that he's going to. And then next weekend, there's a birding weekend at Hobbs State Park Conservation Area. Those things are
absolutely free.
See? It's National Public Garden Day.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
At Compton Gardens in Bentonville. There's a plant sale starting at 8 a.m. So roll it out if you want to go buy plants. It is also
free.
Trout Fishing in America plays tomorrow.
How much does that cost?
Free.
11 o'clock on the Bentonville Square. Tomorrow's the Washington Elementary Tour of Homes in Fayetteville. I love those things. Go see people's houses, snoop around. Well, you're not really supposed to snoop. Noon to 5.
I know someone who just got blacklisted from the Tour of Homes.
Possibly. Noon to 5 on Saturday, $20 at French Metro Antiques, $25 the day of the event. There's a new play this weekend. It's written by Adam Douglas, an MFA playwriting student at the university, who also wrote How to Survive the End of the World.
Oh, we saw that last year.
And loved it. It was about zombies and love. Mm-hmm. It was great. This one is about Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, who created the Superman comic books.
Yes.
And sold the rights to them for like $130.
Right. Now, decades later, the family estates received some money from DC Comics, decades later.
Right. He says, ultimately, the play is a commentary on the state of the Jewish identity in America. Because they were both Jewish, as Adam is. Yes. So there you go.
When is this? Where is it?
It's 1:30 Saturday. 1:30 and 7 Sunday and 7 Monday in Kemple 404 on campus.
Wow, all right.
And it's
free.
And the Grower Film Project kicks off Saturday night.
Right.
At the Walton Arts Center. And, you know, if Jules Taylor is involved in it, if Jason Sewell's involved in it, it's going to be a fun thing. There's a party at 7 that will introduce all of this. And Seedling Film Association is one of the sponsors. And the party is
free.
Well, you can have a cheap week.
And you can take mom to all sorts of cool things. Say, Mom, I thought all this out for you. Didn't cost a dime.
There
you
go.
That part.
All right. Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.